Let's get started. We have a lot to cover this evening and not much time. We're very excited to announce that the government signed a contract today to build a new low-income housing complex in the Lewis Park area. The exact site of the building will be just one block from the tube station, and construction will begin in May. As our cities, our countries really, real estate market has skyrocketed, people on the lower end of the economic scale have suffered the most. The government recognises that housing is one of our most basic necessities and is thus committed to ensuring that everyone has access to affordable, safe accommodations. That's why, after months of planning and negotiating, they have rolled out a scheme to offer 50 new apartment units to families that make less than 60% of the median income. I can give you a few details about the building itself. As I said, it will have 50 units. That's 5 units per story. The building has 11 stories, but the top level is actually a communal lounge and has access to an open rooftop. Well, 12 stories actually, if you include the underground parking garage. I should mention, though, that there are only 25 parking spots and they do cost extra. The units range from 1 to 2 bedrooms and include appliances such as refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, and air conditioning. The units don't include in-suite washers and dryers, but there are coin-operated machines in the basement near the storage lockers. Oh, and one last thing. There are around 30 bike racks in the parking garage, available to tenants on a first-come, first-served basis. As I mentioned earlier, the building will only be available for families whose combined earnings are less than 60% of the median income. A government official will rigorously review all applications and perform a thorough background check. Applicants will be required to provide their financial information, including bank accounts and investments, to the official. He or she will also need to contact the applicant's place of employment. So, as it stands, applications for the units will be accepted starting in June. Potential residents will have two options: purchasing an apartment through the government-sponsored affordable mortgage plan or renting. Let me explain both options thoroughly. As part of the government scheme, it has worked out a plan with the Bank of England to offer the most affordable mortgage package in the country to successful applicants. The mortgage package works like this. Home buyers need to put down a 5% deposit. The government then provides a 20% equity loan at no interest for the first 5 years. In the sixth year, the loan starts at 1.75% interest, and it goes up every year from then on out. So that covers 25% of the housing cost. The remaining 75% is mortgaged by any of the country's major banks with the lowest guaranteed interest rates. Fixed rates for 10 years. At the end of the 10-year term, interest rates are variable but are guaranteed by the government to stay below market rate. It's quite a deal, isn't it? Another unique feature of the mortgage package is that low-income families can co-purchase a unit with members of their extended family. The reasoning behind this is that co-investing with extended family can economically empower more people and benefit future generations, while at the same time promoting responsible financial management. And to facilitate this, the government has hired a top-notch financial planner with years of experience working in some of the city's poorest communities. Now, purchasing a unit is one option, but renting is also possible. Eligible families can rent directly from the government if a unit has not been sold by the date of move-in. Otherwise, people can rent from homeowners, although we expect this to be a rare situation. Usually, home buyers in low-income housing actually need the accommodations, and we anticipate that to be the case for this new project as well. But if for some reason an owner of a unit must move out, they may choose to rent it to eligible families. All right, Does anyone have any questions at this point?